Yeah, Roy. My name is James. I'm the owner of the car that you broke the mirror out of. Please call me back at 818.
No, I didn't.
Hello?
Hello, James?
Yes.
It's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah.
And, you said I broke the mirror?
Oh, you said you broke the mirror.
Yeah, well, I didn't think it was really broke. I thought it was more like cracked.
No, it was broken.
What's
my wife drove off, the entire part of the mirror broke. Listen, it only cost $100. I replaced the mirror. If you want to pay me the $100, that's fine.
Well, I don't think I broke it all the way off. Like, I was standing over your car, and I was holding a jar of Ticks. I was, like, dumping them in the engine, and it just cracked a little bit. It didn't fall off. I think your wife broke the mirror.
No, it fell off when she drove the car. The minute she drove the car, the rest of the mirror fell off.
No, because I was standing in a weird place.
Okay,
I was trying, sir. Hey.
Sir, what's the point of calling, sir? The mirror was broken by an act that you did. You know, I fixed the mirror. I went to BMW, bought a mirror, replaced it. It cost me $109. So where do we go?
I think your wife's lying. I think she's a liar.
Sir,
cause
the mirror was broken, whether it was chipped or cracked or all the way broken, was done as a result of something you did. So what are you arguing?
Well, I'm arguing that your wife's a...
Are you saying that because you cracked the mirror, because you cracked the mirror, when she drove off, it fell off, that it's not your fault that you cracked the mirror?
I'm pretty sure that's what happened. Because I was just trying to dump a jar of Ticks into the engine. I didn't...
But you cracked the mirror.
Yeah.
But you admit you cracked the mirror.
Well, no, I don't think I cracked it at all.
Well, then what did you do, sir?
Is that what I wrote on the note? Because I don't remember writing that on the note.
Yeah, that's exactly what you wrote on the note.
Oh,
I
that's
the
not
note.
True.
I'll read the note to you.
Okay.
Hold on a second. I'll read the note to you.
Okay. Oh, my God, you're a slow reader. This is taking forever.
No, I have to find it.
Oh.
Actually, I have 2 MBAs, thank you. So I'm not a slow reader.
Aren't you special?
I don't have your note sitting in my pocket. I have to go and find your note. So
I see. Okay. All right. This sounds fishy. It's like you're trying to do an insurance scam on me or something.
An insurance scam for $100? Are you serious?
Well, I don't know. If you're really poor, it seems like it'd be worth it. You know, you could try and get money out of me. I think your wife just broke it, though, and just like
with
her bad driving.
Sorry, I hit your car. Call Roy.
It doesn't say anything about a mirror.
Okay, so then why did you tell me you cracked the mirror then?
Well, no, you told me I cracked the mirror. I think your wife did the mirror thing.
Why would my wife do, you know what? Here's the bottom line. It's $100. Either you're going to own up and pay it or you're not. It's not worth me arguing with you about it. You cracked the mirror. I have a note from you saying you hit the car. The only thing that was damaged was a mirror was cracked. My wife would have nothing to do with that. Why would she do anything other than drive her car home?
No, I'm just saying she's probably a bad driver. But what I did is there's like this little ding.
My wife's a bad driver because the mirror that you cracked fell off when she drove.
I don't think I cracked it. You just put that in my head when I first called. I was just trying
to
tell
you. What did you do then?
It's like
didn't you call me and say I hit the mirror, but no. I don't think I cracked the mirror. I just what did you do then? Why did you leave the note?
I left
what
the note. Oh, my God, if you'll just let me talk. It's like this little scratch up near the top of the... Oh, are you going to let me tell you?
No, you know what? Fuck you. I paid for it. Fuck you, okay? That's what I want to tell
but
you.
But I want to pay for the damage I actually caused.
Then what are we arguing about? Why are we going back and forth about this?
Because
what are we arguing about?
You won't let me tell you what
you
damage...
If you admit you broke the mirror, sir, and I'm telling you I have a receipt showing that I had to replace the mirror, and I can show you the receipt, what is there to discuss and argue about? You admitted it. You wrote a note saying you admitted it. I have a receipt that shows I had to pay for it. What is there to discuss? Either you're going to pay for it or not. It's $100. If you're not going to pay for it, just say it and we're done.
Okay, well, the damage that I caused was just this little scratch above the door. I was standing by the mirror, but I don't think I touched the mirror at all.
Then how did the mirror fall off, sir?
I think your wife's a bad driver.
An otherwise fine mirror just decided to fall off on the exact day that you decided to hit the car for no other reason.
Oh, I wasn't hitting the car. I had a jar of ticks, and I accidentally scraped it up on near the top of the door. You'll see the scrape I'm talking about. But I didn't touch the mirror. Just my jar of ticks just kind of scraped the paint a little. Sir, hello?
Okay, so then what's the point of you calling then? Since you dispute the mirror. And why would you bring my wife into some disparagement that she's going to break a mirror? For what reason? Well, I don't know you. Don't know that you were going to even return my phone call. I had to pay out of pocket, which means comes out of my wife's pocket. Why would anybody's wife or any rational human being break something for something as simple as $100?
Well, no, I don't.
Help me understand the logic.
I don't think
that
she did it on purpose. I think she's just a bad driver.
So she's a bad driver, and she drove off and broke a mirror that was otherwise fine because of you cracking it, but it's her fault.
No, I never said I cracked it. I think that you said that when I first called in.
No, you said you tapped the mirror, you cracked it, but you didn't think it had broken all the way. That was your exact word.
Oh, no, you need to get that MBA renewed or something, because, no, you're misunderstanding me.
No, you don't renew an MBA. You don't renew an MBA.
Oh, yes, you do. If you really had an MBA, you would know that.
No, you do not.
You don't know how MBAs work.
I got mine from UCLA. Have you ever heard of UCLA?
Oh, no, I haven't heard of that, because I don't have an MBA.
That's where I got mine from. You don't renew an MBA, sir.
You might want to call them. I think they gave you an MBA that's defective.
Yeah. Do you have a degree?
No, sir. No, I'm a high school dropout.
Right. Exactly. That's painfully obvious. Ask any of your friends that do if you renew a degree. You renew licenses. You possibly renew certificates with minimum continuing education. You do not renew a law degree. You do not renew a master's in business degree. You do not renew a psychology or any other.
You do if they gave you a defective one, because yours is broken.
Okay, mine's defective, right. I'm going to take that from someone who doesn't have a degree, but yeah, that's right.
So do you think you're better than everyone else that has a degree? Is that what it is?
No, I think I'm better than someone who's too stupid to make a comment about someone that does have a degree when they don't and aren't completely are ignorant of what they're talking about. That's what I do think, yeah.
Well, at least I didn't marry someone that doesn't know how to drive.
You know what?
My wife knows how to drive.
Are you going to pay for it or not? That's the bottom line.
I'll pay for the damage that I caused, which was this little scratch above the door as I was pouring ticks into the engine.
Okay, what did you estimate that scratch to be worth?
Like 50 cents, probably.
50 cents?
I don't know. You tell me.
I have a receipt saying it's $109.86.
Oh, you're lying. That's the mirror. I didn't break the mirror.
This conversation ends.
Does it? When? What time? Now?